Forget what the Fed is doing and listen to what the Fed is saying.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. So the markets got what they were expecting from the Federal Reserve. The central bank is doing the twist, shifting its investment portfolio in an attempt to bring down long-term interest rates to make mortgages more attractive and safer investments like bonds less attractive. But as Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports, the focus isn't on what the Fed is doing, but rather what the Fed is saying about the economy.
Even though interest rates are already at record lows, the Fed is trying to make borrowing more attractive. Rob Carnell, chief international economist at ING Bank, doesn't think it'll make any difference.
I think the real purpose of Twist was to just deliver something to a market that was desperate for some sort of response.
But judging from falling stock prices ever since the Fed's announcement, the markets were not impressed. The Fed also raised red flags about the economy's future, concluding there are significant new risks. Carnell says that shouldn't be news.
I don't think they know anything that we don't know. I mean, they may have changed their views slightly since the last time they met, but I think the market's well ahead of them in expecting growth to come in on the soft side.
By warning about a bad economy, Carnell figures the Fed is setting up the case for even more intervention in the future. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
And let's get the details on that market reaction. Stocks are down in overseas trading this morning, almost 5% lower in Hong Kong. Europe is down about 4% across the continent. On Wall Street yesterday, stocks dropped after the Fed's announcement. The Dow fell 283 points, about 2.5%, to close at 11,124. Now, a 2.5% drop would probably not be considered a market panic. But consider that just in the month of September, the Dow has had 10 swings of 100 points or more. The markets are on edge. But are they panicking? Marketplace's economics correspondent Chris Farrell joins us now to discuss. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, what is considered a market panic?
Well, market panic, 1987, stock market falls by about 25%. That is a market panic. Essentially what happens, and it's happened throughout our history. The first one was in 1792, or that's the one that we talk about with William Dewar, who was a friend of Alexander Hamilton, the first Treasury Secretary. What happens in a market panic is that institutions, the big buyers, they realize that there's danger. They realize they're going to lose a lot of money. They withdraw from the market. Sellers realize, hey, there's no buyers. We've got to lower our price. And then a market panic sets in and it feeds on itself in a downward spiral.
But doesn't it always turn out afterwards that these investors go, that was a real mistake? Why did we panic so much?
Well, of course. And he also wondered during the boom times, how could so many people be so stupid to borrow so much money to invest? So in a way, though, it's very rational, the actions that are happening. That's what's so scary about panics, and that's why panics exist, because what happens is that these institutions are protecting themselves. They realize that they could lose a lot of money. They withdraw from the market, but that withdrawal from the market is what feeds the panic itself.
Well, is there economic thought out there about how to stop these panics from happening?
There's a very simple way to stop a panic, and the classic example is 1907, stock market panic, J.P. Morgan, the legendary investment banker. He said, stop. We are backing the system. And it worked. And then we created the Federal Reserve. One of its jobs is during a market panic, for example, in 1987 and in 2008, the Federal Reserve says, stop. We will support the financial system. Don't panic. Yes, you can knock down the value of stocks or bonds or whatever, but there's no need to panic.
Do you think we're in a period right now where we're prone to market panics? Do we know if we're prone to a market panic?
We're absolutely prone to market panics because we've moved toward a world of computers and algorithms, and they move so fast. They move faster than human judgment. So we're more prone to it than ever before, and we have a situation where it could happen, it could not happen, because of all the uncertainty that's out there about the economy and Europe.
Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, offering business owners financial guidance for the long term. Information at massmutual.com. And by CSX, transporting 2 billion pounds of goods to market by train and working to help move the economy forward. CSX, how tomorrow moves. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
Here in California, more than 20,000 healthcare workers are planning to walk off the job today. They're protesting benefit cuts sought by hospital groups Kaiser Permanente and Sutter Health. But as Marketplace's Bob Moon reports, the strike won't last long, and that is by design.
A small group started their picketing yesterday, but most of the workers joining them today will be striking for only a single day. That's enough to make some noise. But can a limited strike be as effective as an open-ended walkout? National Union of Healthcare Workers Vice President John Bortzos spoke to us from the picket line.
It's like a shot across the bow to the employer. The idea is to try to get the employer to bargain in good faith and to do it in a way that's least disruptive to patient care.
Bortzos says this strategy has produced results in the past.
There's other healthcare providers that have been willing to agree to contracts short of full-blown strikes.
That's what the Health Workers Union and the California Nurses Association are hoping for in this case. But Sutter Health says it has an obligation to keep health care affordable. And Kaiser issued a statement calling the strike unnecessary. It says it's already bargaining in good faith. In Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
And finally, we may think we're okay with change, but really, who are we kidding? When it comes to the internet, we like things to look the same. The biggest sites, Google, Yahoo, YouTube, Wikipedia, look about the same today as they did when they started. But Facebook wants to stay fresh. It unveiled some alterations to its homepage yesterday, adding a ticker of updates and making some photos bigger. Doesn't seem like such a big deal, but it's got Facebook users livid. I signed up for Google Plus today, one said. Ridiculous, said another. And TV host Joy Behar tweeted, I've wasted so much valuable time trying to figure out the new Facebook, I've barely had time to play solitaire on my iPad. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Financial news changes by the very minute. Domestic and global markets are crazy.
China's not about to move away from buying U.S. Treasuries.
The European Central Bank wading into the Spanish and Italian government bond market today.
The whole debt ceiling debate made us look dysfunctional. We all know that.
That's okay, though, because we're here. Marketplace. It's the business show for the rest of us. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.